بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فمرحبا بكم يا طلاب العلم، مرحبا مرحبا، أهلا وسهلا. Welcome, my noble students, students of knowledge. We begin a new semester seeking the aid and the help and success from Allah alone. A new semester in Al-Kuttab Al-Salafi. Nadrusu Al-Ulum Al-Shar'iyya. ونتقرب إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى بطالب العلم. We study and we learn the legislative sciences, and we seek nearness to Allah سبحانه وتعالى by seeking knowledge. ونتفقه في الدين, and we try to gain an understanding in our religion. And remember that great statement of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. That whoever Allah wants good for, He will give him understanding in the religion. الفقه في الدين. الفقه المقرون بالعمل. Understanding in the religion. An understanding that is coupled with action. Because the actions, they will be weighed on the day of resurrection. وَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And whoever his scales are heavy, and meaning with good deeds, then he will be successful. Then he will be successful. So therefore we want to have good deeds. And the good deeds are those deeds that are done sincerely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, hoping for His reward alone, and seeking His pleasure alone, and hoping that they are accepted from Allah alone, not from the people. And also done according to the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in order to do that, one has to have knowledge. One has to have knowledge. Knowledge of the actions and knowledge of how to apply the actions and to do the actions, and knowledge of the prohibitions and knowledge of how to avoid and stay away from the prohibitions. And the one who has this knowledge and this application, then this is a great sign. This is a great sign that Allah wants good for them. That Allah wants good for them. And also we remember, may Allah bless you and increase you in good, that noble hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, encouraging the Muslims to seek knowledge. مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَهَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. That whoever sets out on a path to seek knowledge, that whoever sets out on a path to seek knowledge, knowledge of Allah, and knowledge of His Tawheed, and knowledge of His beautiful names and attributes, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and knowledge of how to worship Him and to single Him out in worship with love and hope and fear, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking knowledge of the Sharia al-Islamiyya, seeking knowledge of the religion of al-Islam, and seeking knowledge of the biography and the sunnah and the legal ways of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever sets out on a path like this, what is his reward? What is his reward? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put him on a path to paradise and make it easy for him to go to paradise, because there's a path that leads to paradise. And in order to get to paradise, you have to take that path. You have to take that road. You have to get on the way to Jannah. And this is with creed and belief, and also with worship, and also with conduct and manners. So we see this is our path, and this is our way in our studies. And Allah, He said to His Prophet, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرًا. أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله ومعنا من المشركين. Say to them, O Muhammad, هذه سبيلي. This is my path. أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة. That I call to Allah, meaning with ikhlas and nobody else. And we call on Allah alone, and we worship Him alone. And we call the people to that worship, the worship of Allah alone, ala basira, upon insight and knowledge. Upon insight and knowledge. Knowledge is light, and basira. And the eyes, they have, that's called basar. When the eyes see, they call that basar. But whenever the heart sees, they call that al-basira. So the one who is truly blind is not the one who loses the basar, but the one who is truly blind and lost is the one who loses the basira. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَٰلِكَ. So in order to truly have basira, a believer, he has to search and he has to make effort and he has to set out on the path seeking knowledge. Knowledge of al-Islam and knowledge of al-Iman and knowledge of al-Ihsan. And knowledge of that which has come in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the greatest man, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is our path, and we hope to be from those true followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those who know him, and those who know his religion, and those who know his way, and those who know his Sunnah. And this requires effort. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us and to facilitate for us seeking knowledge for His sake, and to give us sincerity and truthfulness and a good and beautiful intention to learn this deen and to learn His religion, so that we can apply it and so that we can worship Allah upon insight, and that we can enjoy this life and we can have fun in this life in a good way, in a way that's halal, in a way that's permissible, and also we can prepare for the meeting of Allah and prepare a good home and abode with the mercy and pleasure of Allah in the hereafter. A believer, a Muslim, a good Muslim, he has fun in this life even before the hereafter. And he has a good life in this life even before the hereafter. And this is because he learns the good way and the good path. The good way and the good path. And he knows how to deal with life, and that everything comes from Allah, because he has tawheed in his heart. And he has iman in his heart. And he's seeking the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And therefore, he has fun in that which is permissible. And he laughs and jokes and he eats and plays in the good ways that Allah has allowed. And that which Allah has allowed is the best. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ. Who knows best about this life and what's good in this life? The people who are created, or the creator of the people who created them? Who knows best? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, He knows best. So if we want good for our own souls, we will follow His way. And we will follow His deen. And we will abide by His legislation and His sharia. And we will have fun in that which He has allowed. And anything that He did not allow, we will leave it alone and stay away from it. And even if it looks fun and shaitan makes it look nice, we know that the outcome of that is really bad. And we don't want to go there. This requires knowledge. This requires knowledge. So the one who has knowledge, this is a sign that Allah loves him. The one who has knowledge, this is a sign that Allah wants good for him. Because just as it is a sign that Allah wants good for somebody, that He would give him understanding in their religion, also a great sign that Allah does not want good for somebody is that He will not grant them understanding in their religion. So those people who have no understanding in their religion, or they have a misunderstanding of the religion, or they ascribe to al-Islam but they don't know what it truly is, and they do things that are contrary to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is a sign that Allah did not want good for them. This is a sign that Allah did not want good for them. If Allah wants good for somebody, then He will grant them understanding in their religion. An understanding that brings about action and good manners and good speech and good deeds, and an understanding that will prohibit somebody from acting bad and acting mean and harming others with their tongues, with their hands, and the likes like that, and having bad manners. So again, I remind myself and I remind you of the great virtue of knowledge and the importance of seeking knowledge, rather the obligation of seeking knowledge. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim. And this is a hadith, the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, and it's found in Sunan ibn Majah, and it's authentic. And I hope that all of you will remember this narration before the next class. That all of you will remember this narration before the next class. طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Six words. طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Six words. One more time. طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Who is the narrator? Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. Who is the scholar of hadith who collected the narration? Ibn Majah rahimahullah. Ibn Majah rahimahullah. He died in the year 273. This narration, if we understand it, it will help us to fulfill this great obligation. Because an obligation in al-Islam is something that you have to do it. And if you do it, then Allah will give you a great reward. It's called wajib, or it's called fard, or it's called farida. All of these words, they have a similar meaning. It means obligation. Obligation. If you do the obligations of Allah, this means that you have fulfilled the rights that He has placed upon you. And this means that He'll give you a great, great reward. And this is the best way to draw near to Allah, to do the obligations, to do the obligations. And the one who does the obligation, and he does what he has to do, what he's supposed to do, what he's required to do, then he will have a great, great, great reward with Allah Azza wa Jal. But on the other hand, the one who does not do the obligation, he does not do what he's supposed to do, he does not do what is obligatory, he falls short in that, then he is threatened with a punishment from Allah Azza wa Jal. From the great obligations of al-Islam is that we have to seek knowledge and learn. طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيضَةٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. And the greatest knowledge to learn is the knowledge of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And Allah, He said in His book, Fa'alam annahu La ilaha illallah. You have to know, meaning you have to learn and seek knowledge until you know and have certainty that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. And that will never be complete until you also know with certainty Muhammadur Rasulullah, that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, we have our program where we study together, fulfilling this obligation and this great right of al-Islam, seeking knowledge and hoping to draw near to Allah, that He would accept from us our gatherings. And we ask Allah to make these majalis, majalis al-akhirah, the gatherings of the hereafter, where we will see great fruits and reward with Allah Azza wa Jal and have heavy, heavy, heavy scales of good deeds from the likes of these gatherings and that which they produce from fruit of action and manners and conduct and creed and deed. Insha'Allahu ta'ala, we hope that from Allah Azza wa Jal. Our program is on Yawm Al-Ithnain, which is Monday. Yawm Al-Ithnain, which is Monday. We will study Al-Aqidah. Al-Aqidah Al-Islamiyyah. Naam, the proper Islamic creed. Al-Aqidah Al-Salafiyyah. The creed of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, radiallahu anhum, and the creed of the tabi'een and the atba' tabi'een, and the creed of al-imam al-Bukhari and al-Imam Muslim and al-Imam Abi Dawood and al-Imam al-Tirmidhi wal-Imam al-Nasa'i wal-Imam ibn Majah wa man kana ala sabirihim radiyallahu anhum jami'an wa ardahum. We will learn the creed of them and the creed of the Salaf al-Salih. And this is every Yawm al-Ithnain. Which day is that? Monday. Naam. What's the day after that? Yom? Yom al-Thulatha. Yom al-Thulatha. Which is? Tuesday. Which one is better? Yom al-Ithnain or Monday? Yom al-Ithnain. Which one is better to say Yom al-Thulatha or Tuesday? We talked about this before. We know which day it is here in America, but we know also in Islam that today is Yom al-Ithnain. Yom al-Ithnain. So tomorrow, which will be Yom al-Thulatha, Tuesday, we will study Al-Adab al-Shar'iyya. Al-Adab al-Shar'iyya. The legislative manners. The legislative manners. And then the day after that, Yom al-Arbi'a. Yom al-Arbi'a, we will study Al-Sirah al-Nabawiyya. InshaAllah ta'ala. This is our schedule for this semester. Yom al-Ithnain al-Aqidah. Yom al-Thulatha al-Adab al-Shar'iyya. And Yom al-Arbi'a, Al-Sirah al-Nabawiyya. And we remember that we are proceeding from where we left off. And these classes are a continuation of last semester. And it is highly recommended and encouraged for the students to review the classes previously, especially if they are joining us now and did not attend last semester, to listen in their free time and to catch up in the previous classes so that the benefit will be complete and more better, insha'Allahu ta'ala. Insha'Allahu ta'ala. So with regards to Aqidah, we will begin our studies in Al-Imanu Billah. Al-Imanu Billahi Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. InshaAllah, this is where we begin. Our belief in Allah, which is the foundation of foundations and the principle of all principles. And it is the base of the deen of Al-Islam, to believe in Allah and to love Him. To believe in Allah and to love Him. Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, more than one loves everything in this life, more than one loves his own soul, and more than even one loves his family and all things from the creation. Allah has made it an obligation that we love him more than we love his creation, because he is the creator and the provider and the sustainer. So therefore, we want to learn about him and his tawheed in great details. And we also want to learn about his beautiful names and attributes, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we want to learn about his signs, the signs of Allah, and the proofs and the evidences of Allah in his book and in his creation, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we will study specifically, inshallah, in detail on Yawm al-Ithnain. Naam. Yawm al-Thulatha, we continue from where we had left off in that great work of Al-Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, Al-Adab al-Mufrad. Al-Adab al-Mufrad. And we had covered many of the affairs with regards to the rights of the parents. And we've seen that Al-Imam al-Bukhari, he began this great work mentioning the rights of the parents first and foremost, as an indication that all of the good and noble manners that come after that, the ones who have the most right for us to use those good and nice manners with, are our parents. Are our parents. And that the parents, they have the greatest right from the people. And the greatest right, absolutely, is the right of Allah Azza wa Jal, to be worshipped alone. That's why we begin with Aqidah. And after that, the right of the parents comes in line. And Allah, He mentioned this in His book in many verses. And likewise, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he indicated this in many of his narrations, and we have seen that. So we will continue upon that way. And as a reminder, in this book, Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, we're not reading every single narration. Rather, we're going through it and we're taking some of the narrations that are suitable for our class. And we're following the chapter order of this work. And we're benefiting from this book in a manner, inshallah, that will be easy and suitable for the ages and for the students that are attending with us. And we ask Allah to give us help and success. As for the Sirah, Al-Sirah al-Nabawiyyah, then we continue from where we left off as well. Then we continue from where we left off as well. Who remembers where we left off? Who remembers where we left off? What was the last topic that we discussed from the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his beautiful and wonderful and most amazing and beneficial biography? I'm not going to tell you. Maybe you can tell me tomorrow, inshallah. Maybe you can tell me tomorrow. Maybe somebody will review and look and remember. And review and look and remember. So this is our schedule, inshallah, for this semester. And also a reminder for the parents that in this class, we have students of different ages. And maybe one family will have students of different ages, like our family. And the classes will be directed, and inshallah, for all of them to benefit. And there will be information, inshallah, that the youngest of them can benefit, like the seven-year-olds and the likes like this. They will be able to understand. And the majority of the class will be like this. And also, the information is as well suitable for those who are 16 and 17 and so on and so forth. So all in this age group, there's information that is beneficial for all of them. And sometimes maybe there will be advices here and there that is specific for one age group over others. But in general, the lesson is for all of them. And even we hope that the parents will benefit as well. And even we hope that the parents will benefit as well. With this being said, another reminder for the parent to be diligent and to take notes. And then after that, you need the information is presented in a manner for children, so the parent should be the first to benefit and to understand and to comprehend in the easiest manner and to take notes likewise. So therefore, after that, the parent will take the benefit and summarize the lesson from the notes and then give it to the students again in review. And pick out the portions, for example, if there's a smaller child in the family, take out the portions from the notes that are beneficial for that child, and the student and the parent can make that child understand any according to its ability. And then those who are older, so on and so forth. So we're hoping that we will help you to be able to seek knowledge and to learn in your house. So the class is not only online like this, any once a week, but rather this is intended for you and your family to benefit and for you to begin teaching your own child in your house by reviewing this knowledge with them, taking notes, ayyuhal ab, ayyatuhal nam, that you would take notes, father, Muslim father, my brother, or Muslim sister, mother, the mother, the father, and the mother, you will take notes, and you will benefit from that yourself. And then you will explain those notes to your child. And you will explain those notes to your child. And you will fill your house with knowledge. And you will fill your house with knowledge. And khair will come in the home in this manner. And light will come in the home in this manner. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, and by his permission. And the light of the sunnah. And the light of tawheed and the light of the sunnah will come into the home and come into the hearts. And at that time, much darkness and shar and evil will go away. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. If you are sincere and if you strive to learn and to cultivate yourself and your children upon this way with knowledge and application. With knowledge and application. So this is from our great goals, not only to have a lecture or a lesson that is available online and likewise the recording, but for you to benefit from that sincerely and truthfully and to be honest with Allah and your seek for knowledge and to learn this deen, seeking His pleasure and His face so that you can apply it because you believe in Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. You believe that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Him. And you believe that there's a way that He should be worshipped. And that's the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore we learn together. Therefore we learn together. And we want the good in our hearts and in our families and in our homes, in our houses, in our households. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us success. So this is a collective effort. This is a collective effort. The teacher is not the only one who is going to be teaching, but rather every parent is hoped that they will be a teacher in their home. And we hope to help you be a teacher in your home. And we hope to help you to cultivate yourself and to raise your children in your home upon this good way. The good way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The good way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another issue to be mentioned is that we have one channel on Telegram. And all of the classes will be posted there. And the recordings are now available all on Spreaker. And we will not use the other channels and will not use the other channels, and the channel on Telegram is going to be for announcements and everything related to the class and tests and so on and so forth, and updates with regards to the class and the likes like this, and all of the recordings, inshallah, will be posted on Telegram. And any PDFs or other sources and resources and materials that we will use, and we'll make them available likewise for you on the channel, inshallah ta'ala. If that reminds you of the homework, the homework is that you memorize the hadith of Anas and that you find out where we left off in Sirah an-Nabawiyyah. You have to find this out. Nobody answered the question. Allahu musta'an. What's the homework? Memorize six words. طالب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Memorize six words. And the narrator, Anas ibn Malik, and the scholar of hadith, Ibn Majah, in Sunan Ibn Majah. This is the homework. Inshallah, we will begin tomorrow our first class. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.